Hey, Chevra, it's an incredible schuss to be back together. And, you know, even though that means that we're back from Eretz Yisrael and the Gula did not come yet and Mashiach didn't come yet, I'll be honest, I'll be emes. That even in Eretz Yisrael, and Mam's just schuss every moment to be in Eretz Yisrael, we all feel, we all know it, I don't need to talk about it to this Chevra. But when I'm in Eretz Yisrael, specifically, like I was now in the summer, in Bein Hazmanim time, and therefore not giving the Thursday night shiur. You know, when I go in January, so we still have the Thursday night shiur, just in a different location. So mamish, a piece of me, I feel a chisaron. Emes, I feel a lack. Like something that, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Thursday night, and I still remember, I was sitting by Kaisel Maravi later for Thursday night. I was sitting there, and mamish, but I felt like something missing. Something missing. Something I look forward to every single week. And it's supposed to be back together. So let's learn. I want to learn tonight. Most of the Torah tonight are Torah that I was mamish thinking about and cheshbening and during the time in Eretz Yisrael. So I always like that the first time we're together Thursday night back. This should be the final time we're together back. Mm-hmm. But to try to bring Torah from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz L'Aretz, to enlighten Chutz L'Aretz, the Kedusha and Tahara and Avir Da'ara. Now we once spoke before, some of the Chevra might remember, might have heard, if we weren't here. The Sfarim bring down that the end of the Yimei Tshuva is not how some people think. Some people think, so we started Yimei Elul, and you have 40 days until Yom Kippur. No, that's then, that's the culmination. And others that are a little more, have a little more amkus, a little more depth, know that the Tshuva goes at least until Hoshana Rabbah. Tshuva Me'ava during Sukkot until Hoshana Rabbah. But the Sfarim bring down that really Yimei Tshuva go all the way until Yimei Chanukah. That it's a long zman from Rosh Chodesh Elul, literally mamish till Chanukah, are all Yimei Tshuva. And it's hard to understand that, what that means exactly. You know, Sukkot is over and we enter into Mar Cheshvan and still zman Tshuva until Chanukah. We don't really talk about it, we don't really feel it in that way. So I thought Pshat, finally understood Pshat last year. Based on my ayin and hearing different ideas, you know, we know the number 90 is a strong, strong zman of chazaka. Like we see, for example, when we start to say Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem, so after a month, even if you're besothic and you're not sure and you're in doubt whether you said Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem, the assumption is you have a chazaka, you said Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem. But it's not because a month went by. It's because within a month, three Shemon Esrei's a day is 90 times Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem. And once you passed over 90 times, so it's a rewiring of your mindset. And seemingly the rote, the mechanical would be to say Mashav Ruach Amar Geshem. There are many studies when it comes to addiction. There are many studies you could read up when it comes to Lo Aleinu, God forbid, none of us should know from it. But when a person suffering from addiction and needs help and needs to go to rehab and get help in AA, so one of the big points that you want to hit, one of your first big starting points is 90 days. And 90 days is when the brain starts to rewire. And the brain gradually returns to its natural decision making and ability to function properly. And not be influenced by the temptations of that desire, of that addiction. There are many studies on this by great psychologists. With that being said, we could understand why you made tshuva go all the way until Chanukah. Obviously, we start the preparation for tshuva now, Yimei Elul, but the Yom HaDin is Rosh Hashanah. From Rosh Hashanah until mid-Chanukah is 90 days. So it's not until Chanukah that we're assured that all the change that we're trying to make and all the growth we're trying to have and all the tshuva that we're doing and the kabbalas that we take, are they going to stick or not? So if we're strong for 90 days, that's a raya gemura that we've changed. We've changed, we've rewired ourselves. So it makes sense that it's not until Chanukah that the Yemei HaTshuva have ended. Because that's not when it's not until then that it's concretized, that it's concrete, that it's known that we're a changed individual. It takes 90 days. That's the letter Tzadi, which is a Tzadik. A Tzadik is someone who can do it for 90 days. It should be a chizik to each and every one of us. So that really was a chazara, some might remember, but it's an important chazara to have, to mechazik ourselves, to work on ourselves, and not just take our kabbalas and growth in whatever areas we're trying to grow, but try to really work on it for an elongated time. And not to say, yeah, Yom Kippur, Baruch Shepetrani from these Yemei Tshuva. Shana Rabbah, no, we gotta stick with it to change ourselves that it's who we are. But I was sitting by Kaisel Maravi a little bit ago on Chav Vav Av. I was sitting by Kaisel Maravi. Sure, you remember I shared this with you. Just the idea now you understand and come to what it means. I'm sitting by Kaisel Maravi and thinking about we already Mavarch in Chaydesh El and waiting for Rosh Chaydesh El. A few days before Rosh Chodesh El, thinking about El, literally, I was sitting there late one night, looking at Kaisel, and it came to me the following gematria, following Matana. El is gematria 67. Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. El is one more than Yavan. Yavan is gematria 66. The Yemei El begins the tshuva process. And here we have another remez ledavar that when is that ultimately, when's the nitzachon, when's the victory, when do we see that we've ultimately changed is when we defeat Yavon. To Elul, which is the achana for all the tshuva in the beginning, is 67, one more than Yavon. Schus of Eretz Yisrael, of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. But I think it's much deeper than that. What does this mean? What does this mean for each and every one of us? What is the embodiment of Yavon? Yavon is an emphasis on everything that the world we live in today emphasizes. We mamish are living in Yavon again. Yavon is physicality, is materialism, is luxuries, is body, is guf bali neshama. Void of God, void of spirituality, void of any being above us. We do what we want, when we want, and enjoy the physicality of the world on the highest of level. And look at the world we live in. Look at the emphasis in secular society and culture. It's mamash yavan. It's mamash yavan. What's the koyach keneged yavan? It's el. What is el? Ani ledodi vedodi li. It's a deep connection to our Tat and Him. It's an emphasis of that relationship with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's our neshama over our guf. Not chas v'shalom, the guf over the neshama, like his yavam. And that has to be the awakening. That's what these days are for. They're days of awakening. Of his iris to what? To emphasize our neshama, to emphasize our relationship with Hashem, to emphasize el over yavam. To emphasize on Nila Doi Dividoi Dili. What does Yavan do? If you look at the word Yavan, it's a famous Torah. We're talking a little Chanukah Torah. Never a bad time to talk Chanukah Torah. And Yavan, Yavan starts Yud, then Vav, then Nun. And what that does is really it's taking you down, it's pulling you down into the ground, into the Gashmias, into this world. Our avodah is anila do divido dili, is to pull ourselves up to the Eibishter and pull ourselves above it and emphasize a relationship with Hashem. And we need a Zoyrus in this. That's what El is. That's why we're listening to the shofar. What is the shofar? The shofar is this cry of the sounds literally reaching up to heaven. Came to me another gematria when I was sitting by a kaisel. If you take gematria, Rosh Chodesh El. Rosh Chodesh El is exactly gematria 886, which is exactly gematria rak shofar. What does it mean, rak shofar? I said this over in the women's shir, maybe some listen. Rak shofar. It's all about the shofar. It's only rak shofar. It's only the shofar. What is the shofar? It's the hisoris. It's the awakening awakening to pull us up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the avodah of these days. Vanila dodi v'dodili. And to be mtar and mekadish ourselves in the deepest of ways. So I want to share a Torah that some, I'm sure Chever learned B'nai Yisachar and definitely has seen this B'nai Yisachar in Yimei Elul, but I want to bring it into a new light. You know, everybody knows Elul, Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, which are Soifei Tevos, Yud, 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 Yud. And Yud, 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 Yud is Gematria 40, connected the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur. And those 40 days are not just 40 days of tshuva, 40 days of growth. The number 40, we all know, is extremely significant. The number 40, keneged the 40 days of Yetzirah Havlad. The Gemara in Bechora says there are 40 days that we are created, and these are days that we're recreating ourselves. And that's why there are 40 saw in the mikvah. The 40 saw in the mikvah is also keneged those 40, that 40 days of Yetzirah Havlad, which are these 40 days of Yimei Elul through Yom Kippur. So in 40 days, 24 hours a day, how many hours are there during these 40 days that we're in the middle of? No, Chavre, how many hours? 960. 960 hours during Yimei Elul till Yom Kippurim. In a mikvah, there are 40 saw. But in 40 saw, every saw has 24 lugin. So how many lugin are in the mikvah? Exactly 960 lugin. Every hour of this zman is connected a lug, is the mikvah. This is the mikvah of Elul. The mikvah of, from Elul through Yom Kippur. But we have to understand that. Let's hear it. Listen, Chavra. We're just starting. The Bnei Yisachar goes further. And to explain, the Bnei Yisachar explains that everything in this world is made up of four different yesodos. Eish, fire, offer, dirt, mayim, and ruach. Water and wind. Everything that's physical is made up of those four yesodos. But within each of those yesodos, there's all the other yesodos. So really, it's four times four to understand the makeup of everything. Meaning every being is a chelek of all four in every way. This is what the Bnei Yisachar explains. 4 times 4 is 16. So each and every one of us, we're a birya made up of these 16 parts of basically Aish, Ofer, Mayim, Ruach times 4, because each of them, which is connected to all 4. So 16, that's who we are. We're trying to be Mekadesh and Metar ourselves and become a birya Chadasha. So you have to first be Mevatel yourselves. You have to first nullify yourselves. How are you bittul? Bittul b'shishim, right? You bittul b'shishim. What's 16 times 60? 16 times 60 is also exactly 960. The 960 hours of El till Yom Kippurim are connected to the hours, which are the 960 lugan of the mikvah, but also it's each and every one of us, be mevatel our entity, to become a birya chadasha during these days. Chavra, years? Okay, that's just Akdama. Okay, that's just Akdama. Akdama to these very holy days, we're trying to defeat Yavan. But let's bring Raya Gemura that we're trying to defeat Yavan during these days. So, Chevra, I just had this chus to be in Eretz Yisrael for a little less than 2 weeks. And there were so many highlights. It was mamish incredible. There are no words. And we all know that. Every time we're in Eretz Yisrael, it's like every moment is priceless. The Yidden don't go more often there to stroll. I was with a Yid today, who are nameless. He comes over to me and he hands me a kuntras from Rav Itchemeyer. And he says to me, oh, this is mamish from the Beis Medrash that I was there over the summer. I said, I was also there over the summer, of course. So he says, yeah, really? When was he there? Whatever, he was there at a different time than me. Even though we both thought we were the same, because we were both there for Shal Shudas when there was a Shev Brachos. But he was there a few weeks before me. There was also Shev Brachos. Anyways, this Yid tells me, and he's a Yid who cares about Torah, cares about mitzvahs. And he tells me he hasn't been in Eretz Yisrael in 10 years. 10 years hasn't been in Eretz Yisrael! And I was crying for him. What does that even mean? And I understand sometimes money is an issue, finances, but are you serious? You find a way. If there's a ratzon, you find a way. The chevra is all talking here. Chevra in this room, there are chevras that were sitting here that have a ratzon to get to Uman and haven't paid a penny and been in Uman, going back to Uman. For Hashanah, right? Those of us who are not, it's because we don't have enough of a ratzon. If you had a ratzon, you'll be there. You have a ratzon to go to Eretz Yisrael, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you make it happen, you make it work, you find a way. And that a Yid could go 10 years without going to Eretz Yisrael? A Yid could be in Chutzlar, it's 10 years without going to Eretz Yisrael? I don't even want to say, if I start, and this person might hear this, I don't want to say what I really feel. I mean, it's mamish. I don't know how to continue it on this one once you start and continue. I don't know how to continue. But, no, it's not worth starting. But anyways, yeah. Okay, after Shir, I'll tell you what I really think. But Lamaisa, it's like I'm dumbfounded. You could call yourself an Eved Hashem and you don't go to Eretz Yisrael for 10 years? I'm serious, it's scary to think. How could a Yid, how could a Jewish heart not be in Eretz Yisrael for 10 years? It's hard for me to go 10 days. Anyways, so there's so much I could talk about this trip. But I want to talk about one night. It was my first night there. My first night I was in Eretz Yisrael, this trip. It was Monday night. It was August 19th. And I'm in Eretz Yisrael, my first night. We get in. You know, so that first day when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you don't know what it is to travel with a whole mishpach. That's a whole different world. It's not the same as traveling by yourself. But okay. It's well worth it. It's so special to be there with my children, but the flight is, you know, it's a journey. And you get in, and it's not like, you know, none of the kids slept on the plane much, and you get in, everyone's exhausted, but you have to go get something to eat, and you're like half asleep, and you get something to eat, and the kids are tired, and you make your way at least to the coastal that day, and everyone's exhausted and wanting to get to sleep, so hopefully the next day you're fresh and ready to go. So everyone went to sleep. All my kids went to sleep. My wife went to sleep. It's my first night in Eretz Yisrael. So I had this chus to be for the first time in my life by Kever Yosef HaTzadik. I don't know who in this room has been by Kever Yosef. Oh, a few of the Kever, beautiful. I was never Zayiche before now to go to Kever Yosef HaTzadik in Shechem. And basically, one of my chevra told me they try to go now once a month with the army, if the army lets them. Some months they do, some months they don't. Someone told me they were going that night, and I called my chaver tov, Ravari Waxman, who's very connected to Zinyanim, and he somehow, I don't know, he told me he had to give his name and his tudat zehut, and whatever it was, I was Ravari Waxman for the night, officially. He wasn't going that night for whatever reason. And I was him, Baruch Hashem. And so I had this chus to go to Kever Yosef HaTzadik. But let me tell you something. It was an experience of a lifetime. First of all, just to get there itself. So you have to go the way the army allows it, and you mamas are like, going in the middle of the night. We left Yerushalayim about 10 o'clock at night. But around 10 o'clock at night, we get on a bus from Yerushalayim. And the old bus ride was singing, it's like Mamish Kishmak, it's like, it's a little bit, it's Batam Umam, Batam Meron, it's like, you know, and we're singing. And then we get to like Itamar. First of all, just to be by Itamar, I was shaking, thinking of the Fogel family. I was like, Mamish, shaking. I've never been by Itamar before. And by Itamar, all the buses that are coming to Kever Yosef from throughout the country line up together. 12 buses. There was no coincidence it's 12 buses. Because we have 12 buses. You'll see 12 buses. And, no, you're right, but well, you'll hear. 12 buses. And you have army jeeps in front, and army jeeps in back, and army jeeps surrounding us. And literally, we line up right outside Shechem, and you see these big signs, red signs, Area A, illegal for Israeli citizens to enter in, like, and your mamash, suddenly you just start going. And it's mamash, the feeling that Gosh live. and all the buses are together, this is already around Chvesnish, this is around close to midnight. It's close to midnight, because we waited until everyone came, whatever, it was closed around midnight. And we're traveling through Shechem. And everywhere you look, our soldiers, mamish, ready to go, like lasers flying everywhere, like crazy, and big, crazy jeeps and Hummers and things, like everywhere in Shechem. But we're driving through the streets of Shechem, and it mamish felt, it was a scene after, it was like, you felt like you're sneaking in to this makom, like your mamish, like, it felt exactly like we're the Meraglim. Mamish, that's what it felt like. Like, we're the Meraglim. It was 12 buses. We're the Meraglim. But it's ours. It was so geschmack, because yes, it's true, we're sneaking in this way, and I'm like, this is MS, this is ours, and we have to show it's ours, and we cannot. We get there, and you get off the bus, and it's pandemonium. It's like, mamish has seen, like, the chevra's been by Meiron. It's a mini Meiron. It's only, it's whatever, 600 people, or whatever it was. You know, 700 people, maybe, chvesnisht. But like, mamish, it felt like a Meiron. There's a keyboard and a guy on a flute on the roof of the kever playing. There's tansing outside. There's cholim flying, ruglach flying. There's David, again, I could just see through the window inside, davening like it's Yom Kippur inside, it's Simchas Torah outside, it's mamish, unbelievable. And you daven there a Meirv, and you daven there Tikkun Klali, like you've never, you daven Tikkun Klali by Yosef HaTzadik, Avada to daven Tikkun Klali by Rav Nachman, is obviously, there's nowhere more special to say Tikkun Klali by Rav Nachman, but I think second than Rav Nachman is by Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik, mamish to daven Shmir Sinaim and Davim for Tikkun Abris and Davim say Tikkun Kholi by Yosef HaTzadik. It's like, I can't explain. So I'm davening there, and then suddenly, so Baruch Hashem, you know, I'm getting into it and it's emotional. And then suddenly I start bawling. But not, I was emotional, so I knew like a little bit crying, but bawling, I said, it felt strange. It didn't feel like the emotions that I had. And then my eyes start killing. I realize I'm being tear gassed. So the mom is being tear gassed, and like the tears are streaming down. I'm like, oh, the Eibishter brought that I should have more tears. So it stinked for a little bit. It was like for 10 minutes it like killed, but we didn't stop. Yeah, because apparently, so I read in Yeshiva World the next day. I didn't know this would. No, the next day in Yeshiva World, there's a picture of me dancing on Yeshiva World. Like, someone sent me a picture, we're dancing. And then there's a big thing in Yeshiva World, how the Arabs were stoning us, and things were going down, and it was craziness. Apparently that's why the tear gas was coming. Because you're in this courtyard outside, the tear gas came over the fence. They were, some of the Arabs were trying, like, stoning the soldiers outside, and they tear gassed them. So us Kohanim who have to be outside are tear gassed. Okay, it stunk for a while. It was pretty bad. It's only the second time I was tear gassed, but this is what it is. But Chevron years before, that was a whole other matzav. But Lemaisa was incredible. Just to be by, and then you get back, you end up getting back like 3 in the morning, and you're just like mamish and shemayim. I can't. We're only there. You're there like 45 minutes. The army lets you be there. The whole thing. You have like 600 people in this whole entire incredible 45 minutes, and everybody's out. I'll show you pictures after, like, of there, and videos, I'll show you, and then, like, afterwards, like, literally, they, like, within 2 minutes, everyone's out, like, and the buses, and you gotta just go. Yeah, otherwise, you're stranded in Shechem, never to be seen again. It's not like, you know, that's it. So, you go. But, to be by Yosef HaTzadik, to be by Kever Yosef HaTzadik, so why am I telling you this now? Yosef HaTzadik, this is supposed to be Yosef HaTzadik right before El. Yosef HaTzadik is that same koyach keneged Yavon. Yosef HaTzadik is that same koyach keneged Yavon, right? Yosef HaTzadik, what does Yosef HaTzadik stand for? He stands for being in that world of Yavon, in that world of Taiva, and being able to withstand it. Being able to, on the highest of level, withstand all the Taiva and all the Gashmis. That's Yosef HaTzadik. That's why Yosef is Gematria 156. Melech Yavon, the king of Yavon, the spitz of Yavon, is exact. Melech Yavon is 156. The Koyach Kenegan Yavon, just like Elul's one more than Yavon, Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik. He's the mikvah of Yavon. So if you look at the word Yosef, Yosef is Yud Vav, which is what? Yud Vav is 16. Samach Pamim, 60 times. 16 times 60 is what? 960. 960. The Lugan of the Mikvah, which are the hours of Yimeil till Yom Kippur. Yosef Hatzad. You can't make this up. Mom, it's the beauty of the Torah. And that's what it is to be a Yid like a Yosef Hatzadik. A Yid like a Yosef Hatzadik is in the mikvah of El, of these Yomim, these 40 days of Tshuva, to live a life of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, above Yavon. And to not be pulled into the emphasis of the society that we live in. And to be above it, and be B'kdusha V'tahara, of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. You know, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you might see Yidden like this everywhere, that live such lives, they're not pulled from the youngest to the oldest. And it was incredible. One night, I went with my son, with Shmuel. I went to Daven Ma'ariv in Shari Chesed by the Gra. So this trip, most mornings, I Daven Shachar's there. It's a great mikvah over there. Chevron needs a good mikvah. It's awesome. The middle mikvah is like the hottest mikvahs you can find. And then you go to the left and it's freezing. It's done right. We need mikvahs like this here. We have no mikvahs like this here. We just have these standard warm mikvahs. We need like hot, cold. You need... Anyways, it's good. It's a good mikvah. I met such a yid at that mikvah. It's another story. The chicken man. What a heilig yid. What a heilig yid. But anyways... This yid is such a tzaddik, he's 2 million shekel in debt to support Aniyim. This yid. What a yid. What a yid. Anyways, Lameisa. So we went one night to the Gra. To Daven Ma'ariv. Afterwards I said to Shmuel, most nights we'd go to Daven Ma'ariv, usually we'd go to the Kaisel. And then we'd sit and learn a little bit and talk. So we went that night we went to Daven by the Gra. And said, let's go. So we were going to sit and learn afterwards. So we always try, myself and Shmuel, when we're there together, we try to learn in the Gra by the Makom of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Right? Those of us who davened in the Gra, in the Shul, when you walk in on the right, in the front right corner, they have a plaque up. You see, that's where Shlomo Zalman's Makom was. It's an incredible thing. To be by, a lot of us, we go to Bnei Brak, you go daven by Rav Chaim's Makom in the Shul. You know, here at Mamash to go daven by Shlomo Zalman's Makom, to learn by Shlomo Zalman's Makom. So we sit and learn, but we're sitting and learning by Shlomo Zalman or Rav's Makom. Imagine, we're sitting and learning by Shlomo Zalman or Rav's Makom. And there's a few other people, this is around, not 10:20 at night, after we daven around 10 o'clock Ma'ariv, this is about 10:20. There's a few other Yidden learning in the room. And I look up, I see this like 11, 12-year-old kid. And he's looking very normal, like in a black t-shirt, by himself, and this is Ben Azmanim, sitting and learning with his Gemara. I was blown away. Like, these are Yidden. Kedusha Zarek Yisrael. This 11, 12-year-old kid, he couldn't have been bar mitzvah. And he's learning 10:20 at night, sitting over Gemara learning. And he, again, and dressed like a normal, I'm talking, when I say normal, I'm just saying like a kid, not like, you know, not white shirt, dark pants, with the whole look, like mamish, in a black t-shirt and sitting and learning. That's what it is to understand the Kiddush of Ruchnias. To understand Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li, not be pulled into Yavon. What are Lo Aleinu, the Ruba Deruba of children at this age involved in at night, Hashem Yerachim. Best case scenario, they're wasting our time with Fortnite, you know? Best case scenario. And that's just Bittul Zman on the highest of levels. Hashem Yerachim. It's Yavon. El is supposed to defeat. We have to wake up and be one with the Rabbanu Shalom. And be alive in our Yiddishkeit. And so even the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael that are wavering, I'll tell you. One day, we went with the Mishpacha. So we went that day, in the afternoon, they have in Ramat Gan, a zoo with a safari. It's really incredible. You know, one of these safaris, you drive up and the zebras come into your car and the ostriches thought it was going to take off my head. My mom just got scared. The ostriches are very scary. They're like faces. They look, they want to devour you. They come, like, mom and I like, went back. Because, you know, we're having fun with the windows down and the kids are like throwing out all the food. Of course, all the signs say, you know, I'll do this, but the zebra's head was in the car. Anyways. Lamaisa. So we're leaving the safari in Ramat Gan. And maybe it's... I'm starting to get nervous. Chesh b'ning mincha time. But still, we should be making in time back to Yerushalayim. Maybe there'd be traffic. Okay, worst come to worst, I go down by Vitramayer, I'd be fine. But like, you know, we'll try to chesh b'ning it. But as we're leaving, we pass by this big park. And I see, in the park, you see a bunch of men standing together, facing one direction. Hameven Yavin, the davening mincha. So I tell Shady, that's it, we're stopping. I tell Shmuel, let's go. And we get out of the car, we leave all the girls, and we run to this park. Chab Mincha, in the middle of Ramat Gan, some park. It's amazing, only in Eretz Yisrael, you know, it's incredible. And we dive in. And you had a few Hasidim and a few others. And right in front of me is davening these two guys, tattoos up their arms. Mamish, they looked in ways, you know, have you ever seen the movie Spiesen?
Yeah.
So they look like the two convicts, you know what I'm saying? These guys look like, I really thought they could have been like the two convicts, you know? But they're davening Mincha like you never saw. Like they thought it was like the, I think they thought it was like Mincha of Rosh Hashanah, the way they're davening. Mamish davening. And Mamish, if you saw these guys in the street, you might walk on the other side of the street. But they're davening Mincha, and they connect, and they know what Ruchnius is, what Avodas Hashem is. And the Avodah of El, is to connect to the Rabbanu Shalom in the deepest of ways. Above Yavan, and not be pulled down to the physicality, materialism, and secular world that we live in. And how do we do that? I'll tell you like this. The Beis Avram, I saw from the Beis Avram of Slonim. Melech brought this down from the Beis Avram of Slonim. You know, a lot of times Elul comes, and when Elul comes, we're all focusing on nuances and details, and not that that's not important. Of course it is, and we need to do tshuva, and the prat is important as well. But he said the real avoid that we see when we're preparing for Rosh Hashanah. And what's the avoid of Rosh Hashanah? Malchus, Kabbalah ol Malchus Shemayim, v'mamlich the Rabbi Nishlom. Meaning the most important avoida during these days is ani ledodi v'dodi li, is v'mamlich the Rabbi Nishlom, and just in a global way bring the Rabbi Nishlom into your life and everything that you do, and that itself will have an incredible effect on all the details. So it's not always such a focus on. These are all important, don't get me in the wrong way, but not just, let me just focus on davening with Kavanah, or just focus on my Shmir Sanayim, or just focus on my Shmir Salashim. Focus on a more global objective, and that is Bimamlech Hashem, Kabbalah Sol Malch Shayim, and that will affect every area of life. That's the Anil Dodi V'Dodi Li. Ashrayish Lo Yikochecha, as we say in Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Never to forget the Rabbi Nishalom. That he's part of us, that he's with us, that he's by our side. You know, the Ramban, tremendous Ramban. I think about these psukim always this time of the year, but never thought of it in this light. You know, by Golus Mitzrayim, so Moshe Rabbeinu, we know famously, comes to the Rabbeinu Shalom when Hashem appoints him leader and wants him to take us out of Mitzrayim. And he says in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yigimel, Vayomer Moshe Elokim, Hinei Anochi Baal B'nei Yisrael V'amarti Lehem Elokei Avoseichem Shelachani Aleichem. I'm going to go to B'nei Yisrael, and I'm going to say that the God of your father sent me, V'amru Li Mashemo, Ma'amr Lehem. Very famous, you all know these psukim. And they're going to say to me, what's his name? What do I say back to them? What's your name? Vayomer Elokim Moshe, Eya Asher Eya. She says, Eya Asher Eya. So we have to understand, Chevra, what does this mean? What was Moshe concerned with? What do you mean, what's the name of Hashem? Hashem has many names. It's Hashem. It's Havaya. It's Elokim. So obviously, what he was saying to them, and everybody says this, what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to understand was that Bnei Yisrael is going to say back, which midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which character of the Ribbono Shel Olam are we worthy to be brought out of Mitzrayim? Because right now, we're the lowest of low. Right now, we're on the 49th level of Tumah. Right now, we don't deserve any relationship with Hashem. So which name, meaning which character trait of God, which chelik of Hashem, are we going to be able to connect to that Hashem is going to be willing to pull us out of Mitzrayim? So what do most people say? Eyes, Shem, Tshuva. Right? Which is so important for these days, that we always have opportunity to Tshuva. Most say, Hashem said back, tell them Eyes, tell them do Tshuva, and that's why you'll be Zoche to be brought out. The Ramban says a little differently. I don't recall seeing this Ramban before this year. The Ramban says, Vinei Anu, I'm just going to read you one part of the Ramban. It's a beautiful Ramban, you can read the whole thing. It's a beautiful Ramban, it goes into Tefillah and other ideas, but he says, Vinei Anu Halukim, God answered, Eya Asher Eya. What does he mean, Eya Asher Eya? And why this double language of Eya Eya? Eya Imachem Betzarezu. You know the Ramban says Hashem was saying back? What are you worried so much? Tell Bnei Yisrael, I'm always with them. Tell Bnei Yisrael, they have to realize, I'm with them, I'm with them during this galus, I'm there by their side, and I'll be with them. Eyeh, now and eyeh, every difficult moment of the life of a Yid. I'm always there with them. Tell them, don't question, don't worry. As far as you fall, I'm always by your side, I'm always there. And each and every one of us needs to know that. Each and every one of us needs to be makabel machshemayim and not be caught up in the details as if to think we can't connect to Hashem in the deepest of ways, wherever we are, and whatever's going on in our life. We have to be mamlech Hashem. We have to scream out, Hamelech. That's why we scream, Hamelech. I remember reading, I don't remember the whole story, but there was a Rav right after September 11th. September 11th is coming up this week. September 11th, which is a very powerful day. It always comes out these days of the year to also help awaken us. And there was a Rav right at that year in 2001, September 11th, 2001, so a few days after, a week after, I don't remember exactly when it was, it was during Aser Shmei Tshuva when he went. And he went to Ground Zero. And you guys can't imagine, maybe you've seen pictures, you've seen videos, what Ground Zero looked like then. I remember the first time I went to Ground Zero in person, September 11th, with Chanukah. So we just said Chanukah's 3 months later. And I remember clearly, again, this is 18 years ago. I remember clearly going one Leil Chanukah because we had a whole family Chanukah party and we drove home a couple cousins to the city and I said, you know, it's time, we have to go over there. And I remember still, like, mamish, it was a war zone and the stench was, like, incredible. And there were still signs up everywhere looking for lost loved ones and people crying everywhere. And this is 3 months later. So can't imagine what it was. This was a week later. And this Rav went to Ground Zero. I remember reading this. I knew who the Rav was. Now I can't recall. And he stood there and he just screamed out, HaMelech! Just screamed it. And I don't recall exactly maybe when I read it, explained what his mindset was. But what was his mindset? You know what his mindset was? Now when we're so Pistama, now when we're so low and we feel so lost and we like mamish feel like there's nowhere to turn and such churban, Hamelech, the king is here too. Imonochi b'tzara, Eya Asher Eya. We're always connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have to be mamlech the Ribbono Shel Olam. Know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is always by our side. That's the void of Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. It's just to be close to Hashem in all that we do. And that's how we'll make sure that we could defeat Yavan and not be that Yid that falls into the gashmias of the world and the taivas of the world. To scream at HaMelech is a tremendous chidah. The chidah says, you know why we scream HaMelech? He says, L'mashal, imagine there was a man kidnapped and he's being tortured by his kidnappers. And he hears, he knows the king is coming close by. The king is traveling close by to where he is being held captive and being tortured. So he screams out for the king. He screams out for the king, and all the kidnappers run away in fear that the king will come. So too the Chida says, when we just scream out, HaMelech, it means we are close to the king. We want the king to be our Melech, as he is. We're Mimamlech Hashem. And all of our kidnappers, which is the Eitahara and the thieves of Yavon, that pull us down to the Gashmias and materialism, taifas of this world, they'll dissipate. We'll be connected to that Melech, which is our Vodav, to be a Yisvet Tzadik Tikiyid. To be a Yid who's able to withstand all the pressures of society, all the pressures of Yavon, and held herself close to Ribbono Shel Olam, HaMelech. So Me'ir Hashem, we should be Zoyche. As we're entering in, hopefully we're already connecting to these Heilig days of El, days of Ani L'Dod Yidod Yili, to be a Yisvet Tzadik, to be a Yid. A Yid who understands that El is his man, to just be above it. A time to be above it all, to be above the world that we live in, to be one with Hashem, and that's chus b'zayichet, to be mizak b'din, to have a ksiv chusim toivah, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year of geula, a year of Yeshua for each and every one of us and all of Klal Yisrael. Mm-hmm.